it's absolutely outrageous and terrible that this happens, but it's not unusual, unfortunately. In this particular case, it's a person in a video making the threat whilst wearing a mask, and it's quite sinister. And he also, of course, threatens the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris. He says that he will shoot Mary Lou MacDonald. It's part of this trend that we see going on across a whole section of people who are fired up, angry, abusive, aggressive, who think that the way to get on in life is to be as aggressive as possible. And unfortunately, we see it all the time. We see it online. We see a continuous atmosphere of poisonous hate and fear being created. And the people that are at the back of it are influencing people who are vulnerable and who are looking for answers in their own problems and lives, and sometimes go down that path. What they try to do is create a demon, and that there's some organized effort out there to destroy your life, and they pick particular politicians or particular people in business or whatever, and demonize them as being the people that are in charge of all of this, and then they target them with all of this aggressive behavior. The danger is, of course, as I well know, that all you have to have is an individual or two out there who are stupid enough to act on it. And that can easily happen, and people can get hurt and get attacked. And personally, I think it's only a matter of time in this country until somebody is killed.
It must be a worrying time for yourself and other members of your party, other TDs, in terms of these types of threats on the rise, and they obviously have to be taken seriously. A line has undoubtedly been crossed here, Deputy Kenny.
Yeah, but that line has been crossed quite some time ago, you know, and while I have, you know, huge respect for an Garda Síochán and the work they do, I do feel that at times they could do more earlier to nip some of this stuff in the bud. And I think, you know, when you have people that are manning blockades and, being really aggressive and setting up this kind of atmosphere, which is about hate and fear, and it's only a short distance then until they come to the stage where there's people being hurt and taking action, where we see in Coolock what's going on there, and, you know, our political representatives in that area are trying to lead their community, are trying to do their best, but they are fearful too. They live in that community. Their children go to school there. They have lives as well, and they're very conscious that many of the people that are involved in this are also involved in criminality, may have access to weapons. You know, that's a reality in some of these areas. And, of course, you don't have to go to the urban areas for that. You have it in the rural areas as well. And we as a society, you know, we have to make a stand against this sort of stuff. Like, you know, fascism rose in the 1920s and 30s across Europe, you know, and it's on the rise again. And that's the reality. And we see it everywhere. And it's horrible. It's about demonizing people. It's about creating division and fear and hatred. And as I say, they target particular individuals. One of those individuals for some time now has been Mary Lou MacDonald, and they have continuously targeted her, both online and everywhere else, and created this app, talk about her being a traitor and all of this sort of stuff, coming from people who are nothing. They are in the course of providing any positive solution to anything, they are completely irrelevant. But yet they come down this line. And, you know, of course, we have to be very careful. But at the same time, we have to be strong and adamant that we have to face down all of this.